By definition, ambassadors are representatives of their sovereign and their nation. We have the privilege to discuss and represent our sovereign, Jesus Christ, and his kingdom for his glory. Join us as we seek him first. Welcome to Ambassador Talks.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Ambassador Talks. Ambassador Talks exists to glorify God by the pursuing of truth in God's Word and applying it to the issues and challenges that are facing the church today. Ambassador Talks is brought to you by Ambassador Baptist Church of Hudson, North Carolina. For more information about the church, visit ambassadorbaptistchurch.org. I'm your host, Matt Baker, and on the mics today, as always, is Nathan Phillips and our pastor, Robert Setzer. You're listening to episode 27 today, and today's a little different. We're talking Thanksgiving this week. Why is it such a big deal? And why celebrate it within the church if it isn't a church holiday? With those questions in mind, gentlemen, let's talk some turkey. Thanksgiving in itself is a remarkable holiday to me, simply because of its history alone. The settlers from England had come over in 1620 and had begun to build on the land. As a matter of fact, of the original, I didn't know this as far as the specific numbers, of the original 102 that came over, only 44 survived. It's important to note that the following spring, when the Mayflower returned to Europe, not one single pilgrim deserted Plymouth and went back. It's also extremely important to note why they came over to America in the first place. It was a group of people seeking religious liberty from England. By early 1621, local natives were building relationships with the settlers, and they were teaching them to use dried fish remains to help fertilize the soil and produce a great crop. By that summer of 1621, they had signed a treaty of alliance with the pilgrims, and William Bradford was one of the first governors elected after the original governor had died in the harsh winter. So by the fall of 1621, the pilgrims had much to be thankful for. After the harvest, about 90 Native Americans joined the pilgrims in a great English tradition of a harvest festival. They celebrated for days, eating venison, goose, duck, turkey, fish, and naturally cornbread as a result of a bountiful harvest. It was President Abraham Lincoln who proclaimed it a national celebration in 1863. It was the Plymouth group that simply celebrated their survival, and thus we have what we have today. As it remains as an American holiday in the proper origins, it's very clear to see that this day was intended for people to be thankful and to be thankful to God for his goodness and provision through the year. Pastor, why don't you give us your thoughts on this very special time of year?
Wonderful time of the year, Matt. Great time. It's a wonderful time for the church, for the people of God, to, in a very special way, express thanksgiving and gratitude unto the Lord. The Bible tells us to give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. And that's exactly what we as a church, as the body of Christ, need to be doing, making his deeds known, thanking him. So many things that we take for granted. We would normally think of little things, but you know what? If I break my leg, it's not little anymore. No. If I were to lose sight in an eye, that's not little. Hey, listen, these are great things, and God has been so good to us. And so I just think it's a time of the year that we need to, enjoy some time with family, but in so doing, thank him for what he has given to us.
Amen. Nathan, we we talk about a moral drift all the time on this podcast with different issues that we bring into the subject matter. We see a cultural drift even as the commercial culture, and we've talked about this a lot, Nathan, wants to skip over Thanksgiving and get right into the Christmas buying season. What's the harm in skipping over this wonderful day?
Man, I mean, some of this is probably personal preference in a lot of ways, just because, I can go on and on about how much I like Thanksgiving, and I really do. I put it on equal levels with me as Christmas, and I know that sounds a little weird, but like it's such a festive part of the year. It's such a good time to get together with family. It's such a good time in the church to reflect on things as far as being thankful. But yeah, I think there is definitely a cultural drift, and I mean, we just have to look at things from the world's perspective, and Thanksgiving kind of marks the holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know, all the sales go on. I've been getting emails all week about Black Friday sales. This is a big, major push, you know, to get, we know where that comes from, to get people back in the black, to get our, you know, businesses and all that's good too. I mean, we need to get support our local businesses and you know, and further businesses too, and support them in the ways that they need to be for our country. But the focus shouldn't be on the buying. Just like at Christmas, the focus shouldn't be on the buying.
Sure.
Although the presents are a great thing and a great thing to share with our kids. But I don't want to skip over this holiday, Matt.
No.
I think it's important for us as Americans, number one, to think back and reflect. We don't get very many holidays like this.
No.
We get like, I mean, we have a lot of holidays. And what I want to talk about here in a little bit is the difference between us and like Jewish tradition in some senses. And we have a lot of holidays. We have Valentine's and St. Patrick's and Veterans and Columbus and all these things where we think about certain things, but this one hits really deep for the American history part.
It does. And, you know, we're talking about the cultural and moral drift. I was speaking to somebody last night who works in retail, and she told my family that she has to be at work on Thursday at 3 p.m.
Mm.
And Nathan, even you and I growing up, we're barely over 30 years old. Even you and I growing up, that never would have been even a fathom of a thought during our time during Thanksgiving.
Yeah, didn't even think about it.
And you know, I have my own beef with that, right there, but to me, it seems extremely disrespectful to the holiday of Thanksgiving and to the time and what it represents to be thankful. This is what we're trying to do is bring back Thanksgiving.
I definitely like that idea, and not to mention all the great food and everything like that. That's right. Part of the tradition as well. But I mean, it's such a great time to reflect on our country, where we've come from, what the Pilgrims and Puritans sacrificed to get over here, and what they went through, the hardships that you spoke about, what they had to go through to make this country tick. And mm-hmm. It's a great time to reflect and to be thankful.
That's right.
Matt, 65 days at sea in the hold of the ship that's about 5.5 feet high. Mm-hmm. Yes. No warm food for that entire period of time. Two babies born at sea. Mm. Wow. You know what? They get over here the first winter of 17 husbands, 10 died.
Wow.
Of the 17 wives, only 3 were left after 3 months. And you know, the Bible says in Psalm 106, then believed they his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, waited not for his counsel. It's so easy, guys, to forget. We have been so immensely blessed in America that now we take it as the norm. We take it for granted, you know?
And we're handing out turkeys by the truckloads.
Yeah.
You know, companies giving them out, which is a great thing, but, you know,
as if we're entitled to it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
We have an entitlement attitude in this nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of the antithesis of what this holiday is about, you know. I mean, be thankful for what we have and where we come from and, you know, how we celebrate it in the future.
Now, Nathan, Sunday night, 2 nights ago, we did a special Thanksgiving service, and I asked you to read a particular portion of Scripture regarding Israel about being thankful for what God had done, how God had brought Israel, what he brought them through at the time. Mm-hmm. And how important, we talked about this a minute ago, how important was it that God put emphasis on his people, Israel, expressing their gratitude to him publicly for his goodness, and how does that apply to us today as Christians?
Matt, when we started talking about this topic and decided to tackle this for this Thanksgiving week, I thought about 3 different things. I thought about Thanksgiving as an American and the way we celebrate holidays here. And then I thought about what you just said, how the Israelites, how the Jewish people celebrate holidays. Mm-hmm. And then, thirdly, I thought about how the church should celebrate and how we celebrate things. And that's kind of how I thought about this framework of this discussion here, is like, how does it apply to America? How did Jewish and Israel people celebrate? And how should the church celebrate? So I started thinking about Israel. And we've talked about America. Let's think about Israel for a second. And hopefully I just don't destroy the pronunciations of these holidays. I do the best I can as a non-Jewish man here in North Carolina. But I started looking into this, and we all know, or I shouldn't say probably we all know, but we most of us know that there's a lot of Jewish holidays, mm-hmm. and they're full of tradition and richness. And I started thinking, not all, but a lot of their holidays kind of revolve around Thanksgiving. That's kind of the whole point. We have this one that is around Thanksgiving, but when you look at their history, that a lot of their stuff, a lot of their celebrations are geared towards an attitude of Thanksgiving. Take Shabbat, for example, is considered the most important of all Jewish holidays. It is the day of rest and weekly observance of God's completion of creation. Started on Friday night, an hour before sunset, and it lasts 25 hours until sunset on Saturday night. It's a thankfulness of creation, you know, an observance of that. You have Rosh Hashanah. That's probably not destroyed the right pronunciation, but I'm trying here.
It's fun to watch you try.
It's fun to watch me try. And so during the fall, when the days begin to shorten and the leaves begin to change, Jewish tradition encourages us to look inward as we prepare for the new year ahead. So we're thankful for the past year, and we're looking towards the new, and they celebrate this with meals and food, and they do this basically with all of their holidays. Not totally different from our American, you know, traditions, but there's an emphasis on the feasting and on the thankfulness. And I won't go through all of them, but you have things like Purim that dates back to Esther, and the casting of lots there is what the, you know, Purim stands for. And the thankfulness for bringing them out of that situation. And, I mean, you can't forget the Passover, what that means, and the thankfulness for God for passing over them, the angel of death. There's a lot of rich history here. Mm-hmm. And most of it has to do with Thanksgiving. So if the Jewish people, if God's people in the Old Testament acted this way and wanted to be thankful for the things that God did and brought them through, how much more should we be as well? That's kind of the thought I had on that.
That's right, and it's important to note that they were instructed to do so. And they follow these traditions because they were taught by Moses, who was taught by God, and God gave these traditions to his people to let them express their thankfulness. Side note, talking about Thanksgiving, if you would like to watch our Thanksgiving service that I was talking about, that we did Sunday night, you can do so on our Facebook page, Ambassador Baptist Church's Facebook page, okay. And you can watch it in its entirety. And I'll say this as kind of a blurb. I didn't grow up in a church that emphasized Thanksgiving. And it's nice, and it is a blessing to be a part of a church family that emphasizes being thankful to God, especially at this time of year, and setting time aside. Now, speaking of that, Pastor, tomorrow night, for some of our listeners who are members of our church here, we will observe the Lord's Supper tomorrow night in gratitude for what Christ did for us on Calvary.
Amen. Absolutely, man.
What can we do to prepare for special services like this ahead of time?
You know, Matt, I think the biggest thing is that we be sincere in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Sincere before the Lord, I might add. And that's going to involve, you can't be sincere before God while you're harboring sin in your heart or your life. You know, you can hide it from one another, but you can't hide it from Him. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, we must be have a right spirit before God. Our sins must be confessed. There must be a spirit of humility. Mm-hmm. About us, a spirit of sincerity, in the sense that we consider and contemplate what Jesus Christ did for us, and what an awesome, awesome price He paid. Yeah, I just happened to see this just a few moments ago. George Washington, our first president, declared November 26, 1789, as the first national days of prayer and thanksgiving to the Lord. Now, Abraham Lincoln did a very similar thing, mm-hmm. after the Civil War. You know, someone said one time, war is hell. Mm-hmm. But now when you think about war in the Revolutionary days and Civil War days, it was horrible, mm-hmm. horrible, horrendous. And to think about these men decreeing and declaring a day of thanksgiving and praise to God Almighty, I just say, amen, you guys go. What an awesome thing.
We forget about how bloody our own history is. Oh, you know, I mean, true. And there's really no better time to think about it than right here, too.
And speaking of that, I was reading an article on wallbuilders.com about the faith of Abraham Lincoln.
Yes.
And he was quoted as saying, you know, he didn't come to faith when his son was born or when his son died, but he came to faith after he was walking through Gettysburg and seeing the, you know, the thousands of men and graves.
Tragic.
And not long after that is when he proclaimed this day of Thanksgiving to be a national holiday. It's amazing how you bring that up, Nathan, how we look inwardly.
Yeah,
and as the Jewish people did, and we're looking inwardly tomorrow night as we observe the Lord's Supper.
Absolutely. And as we look towards what we as Christians think about this Thanksgiving, this season of thanks, I mean, you can extend it on to Christmas as we thank God for the Immaculate Conception, the miraculous birth of Christ. We thank God for all of these things, and we can just continue all of this through the end of December. But I started doing a little research as far as the Bible teaches, and just a preliminary search for the word thanks brought up 129 results.
Wow!
And as we know, gentlemen, when the Bible repeats things, it's very important.
Absolutely.
That's how they stressed a lot of things in the Bible. So, man, I mean, we could fill, you know, a lot of time just hashing out some verses here and talking about things. But some of them come to mind here. And, I mean, just thinking about a couple random, you know, portions of Scripture here. 2 Corinthians 9:11, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity result in thanksgiving to God. Psalm 9:1, I will give thanks to you, Lord. Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. I could go on and on, Matt. There's so many verses that God emphasizes us on giving thanks, and it's an important attitude, it's an important posture, I guess we could say, to have as we go through, because after all, it's all by grace, guys.
That's right.
It's a gift. How can we do anything but be thankful in this situation? Because it's all been given to us, just like this holiday was given to us by our forefathers. As a gift, basically, they come from a different country, seeking a lot of different things, but religious liberty among them, and they blessed us with a rich heritage that we have as Americans. And just as I close out this part of the Bible portion here, I think about 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." It's repeated over and over, and if it wasn't important, it wouldn't be there. You know, I mean, it's one of those attitudes that we have to express day in and day out, and remind ourselves to do it, because the Bible reminds us.
That's right. And one of our friends, actually Brian, who was a guest on here a couple weeks ago, in our Thanksgiving video that we showed Sunday night, he said something very important. He said, "I'm also thankful for the way God allows us to struggle." And you're talking about, you know, give thanks in everything, in the good things and in the bad, because having a proper view of God is part of knowing that He's on the throne, He's in control, and that He is sovereign, and accepting that. And man, what a great talk today, guys. No doubt many of you yourselves are preparing for Thanksgiving right now. Maybe you're out there getting a huge dinner prepared and listening to the podcast. We want to wish each of you a happy Thanksgiving. And we want to say that we're thankful for you, the listeners, and for your responses to these episodes. Do us a favor. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes and help us get the message of the gospel and defending the faith into many more ears around the country and around the world.
And moreover, Matt, if this is going to go up tomorrow morning, if you're listening to us and don't plan on attending church, attend here and
absolutely,
you know, take in the Thanksgiving service with us and the Lord's Supper, which is a feast and very important feast in and of itself.
That's right. I want to quote Ravi Zacharias, and he says that, talking about worship, that the Lord's Supper, observing the Lord's Supper, is the only act of worship that involves all 5 senses.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I'm looking forward to that tomorrow night. For Pastor Robert Setzer, Nathan Phillips, this is Matt Baker. We're wishing you a happy Thanksgiving from Ambassador Talks, where the discussion is outside the box, but inside the box.